The Urban Development Corporation, in association with the Jamaica Information Service, presents Urban Scope, a program that showcases the activities of the UDC. UDC, making development happen for you.
The Urban Development Corporation kicks off upgrading work in Ocho Rios as part of initiatives to improve the resort town. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Stay with us. Come Monday, December 2, upgrading work valued at $68 million is expected to start on the Turtle River Road in Ocho Rios, St. Anne. The work is part of a wider development project being carried out in the area by the Urban Development Corporation, the UDC. The work will be carried out in two phases, phase one of which will see the existing road transformed into a three-lane thoroughfare.
The next phase of that project will see a proper boardwalk being built utilizing lands owned by the UDC. Also, the main street will be transformed, particularly during ship day, into two lanes. The idea behind that is to allow our foreign guests to share their experience and, of course, some of their money with the normal merchant along that corridor.
General Manager of the UDC, Desmond Malcolm. Fisherman's Village, or Sailor Hole as it is commonly called, is a second project to be undertaken by the UDC in the parish.
Currently, the amenities there are not befitting our fishermen, so the UDC decide that they are going to go in and provide the assistance. We plan to restore part of the beach that was damaged. We will put in a central sewage system. We will rebuild some of the shops and make the fishing village the kind of place that is comfortable for the fishermen and also something that we Jamaicans would be proud of.
The upgrade of Belmont Cove, or Little Duns River, is the final of the three major projects the UDC is undertaking in Ocho Rios. The UDC General Manager says work has already started in the area under phase one of the development.
We have taken steps to protect the area by restricting the use of the property for commercial purposes. We are going to create access to the sea and to the falls so that the ordinary Jamaican who normally use it for baptism, wedding, or the usual morning swim, those persons will be allowed to use the fall in a very controlled way.
Phase one will also see work being done to allow for easier access to the facility, among other benefits.
We plan to put in a proper staircase down to the sea and also access to the fall. Once that is done, we are going to provide some security there. And we plan to use a part of this property to provide parking. This will generate recurring revenue so that we can maintain this particular facility.
Upon completion of phase two of the project, persons will be able to vacation at the Belmont Cove facility.
Phase two of this project will see us develop the property to include artisan shops. We'll have kiosks. We also have some eco-friendly cottages so that persons who want to stay over can use the facility.
General Manager of the UDC, Desmond Malcolm. Access to the falls will be free for Jamaicans at the end of the UDC development of the attraction. Now to our Did You Know feature. Did you know that the UDC, through the Centre and Development Company, SADCO, manages several attractions in St. Anne? These include the Green Grotto Caves and Attractions, Duns River Falls and Park, and the Ocho Rios Bay Beach. To learn more about the work of the Urban Development Corporation, call 922-831-024 or visit their website at udcja.com. You can also follow them on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, or visit their information center on the ground floor Kingston Mall, downtown Kingston. That's it for this week's Urban Scope. I am Camilla Guthrie.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.